rock for us, and we got out of there with the two wins. But you know, it's a different team now. I mean, they went down and you know, beat two real good teams in I guess the North Star Cup. It's a tournament they run in Minnesota for their Minnesota schools, and they won that, and they beat a couple of real good teams, obviously, to win that. So
I mean, they beat Duluth.
They beat Duluth
4-0,
and then beat Minnesota State, who was, you know, obviously number one at the time, and you know, real good team. So and then to beat Bowling Green, we saw Bowling Green here a couple of weeks ago. Good team. You know, we had to battle them, and you know, I give Bemidji credit. They came out with 3 out of 4 points. So they're playing as well as any team in the country right now, and they've beaten real good team, top 10 teams. So they've got they're 3-0-1 against top 10 teams. So any way you slice it, you can look at it. I mean, they're going to be a very worthy opponent. So we're going to have to be on our game. But you know what? Hey, I like how our team's playing. You know, it's Winter Carnival. The buildings will be electric. So it's going to be one heck of a series. And if you don't have your tickets, you better get them, because I don't think there's going to be too many floating around come Friday night.
Well, already, as we've mentioned, the general admission tickets are now for sale. They are now up for sale. So that means the reserve seating is almost
getting down there, yeah.
Almost out. So if you want a reserve seat, if you want to sit down during the game, you better call 487-2073.
Well, no question. And you know, I'd like, you know, our fans to come out, and you know, you hear you got a local player like Tanner Carroll who's having a heck of a career, and we're getting down there in games as far as how many games Tanner has left in a Husky uniform. And I'd really like to see you know, our seniors and go out on a great note with full buildings and the atmosphere in there. And you know, there's only two college teams that have 20 wins in all of college hockey. I mean, it's going to be a great series. And like I said, I'd tell the fans to get out there. And you know, Blake Hietel, another local players having a senior year, and I think it means a lot to those guys. Those guys have really done a lot to help this program, and I just encourage the people come out and show the support for that, because they've done a fantastic job, and I think it means a lot to them. They know, you know, when you go in the building and see big blocks of seats empty, it's not a lot of fun, you know. And I hope, you know, the fans come out this weekend, and we only have 3 games left. And I hope they can all come out and help celebrate, you know, what these seniors have done, especially the local players.
Yeah, going back to the series earlier in the season, Coach, we went 2-1 on Friday night. Just to give everybody an idea on how close these games are. Like you said, Bemidji really kind of outplayed us both games. 2-1 on Friday night, and then we had to score an empty net goal to make it a 2-goal game. Really 1-goal game on Saturday night. So,
yeah.
I mean, they were tight. They were
really tight games, and I think they outshot us, Dirk. I don't know if you had the shots up there, you know, we had a shorthanded goal that was a big goal by C.J. Eichen that game.
Oh, that's right.
We didn't play our best hockey, but like I said, we found a way you know, to get wins, and we've been really stingy on the road, so that's good. But this series is going to be a good series.
36-22, they outshot us on Friday night at Bemidji State, and the game on Saturday night, they outshot us 36-23.
There you go. I mean, I don't think we've been outshot like that in any series this year. So I think that just gives a little indication of how lucky we were early in the year. So these are going to be two completely different games, but great games. I mean, there's a lot on the line. They're scrapping for home ice in the playoffs like we are. I mean, we haven't clinched home ice yet, so we got a lot at stake here, and it's going to be one heck of a series this weekend. I like the way they play. You're going to see great skaters on their team. They're up and down the ice. I mean, it's going to be entertaining hockey.
What about the rest of the league, Coach? Over the weekend, Minnesota State really didn't have a whole lot of problems with Ferris State. 5-1, I think, were both games, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah, I think there are tighter games going in the third period, and then Minnesota State found a way to, you know, widen the gap and you know, hold serve at home, which you know, they played very well. I think it was a good bounce back weekend for them. They had lost to Bemidji the weekend before, and you know, they had that bounce back weekend. So I like it. We stay within striking distance of them. You know, we've got them in 3 weeks' time, so we got to keep holding, doing what we need to do to give ourselves a chance against them.
Northern Michigan with a sweep against Anchorage at the Barry Event Center. The Saturday night game was an overtime win, but Walt Kyle back behind the bench, and Wildcats played well.
Well, they did, and they're right in that fourth spot right now for home ice. So those are two big wins. I mean, and that's how tight everything is. You know, there's an overtime game. I mean, those 2 points are huge for them.
All right, we'll take a break. Your questions are coming up. If you haven't got your question in yet, what's wrong? DJ@themix93.com. Better hurry up. We'll get it on the air here in just a little bit. It's the Mel Pearson Show continuing right after this on Mix 93.
Holy Brisket. Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the Brisket Burger, a custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short ribs served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around. And if you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The library's brisket burger stuffed with Italian sausage topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The brisket burger and Big Hog, only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Come on, man. All right, guys, listen up. Now, before you step out into the night and possibly meet the woman of your dreams, I want you to do something.
Yep.
I want you to appoint, elect, designate a driver. Because great times don't happen without that guy. No, they do not. Because he's the guy who makes sure you don't act like an idiot in front of the cute girl across the room. Yeah, he's the guy who buys a cold Budweiser and sends it over to her and says it's from you. He's the guy who requests the slow song while you guys are out in the center of the dance floor. And then, at the end of the best night of your life, he makes sure you get her home safely. So raise high, yo, Budweiser, for the hero of the night, the designated driver. Great time to wait. Grab some Bud.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
A reminder from Budweiser, designated driver, and enjoy the great times.
All right, we're going to get to your questions, starting these a little earlier today because it seems like everybody gets them in so late that I want to make sure we have time to get everybody all their questions in. So let's get going here, Coach, and the first question is this. Is it easier for college players to stay fresh when playing 35-game schedules compared to a 65 to 70 game schedule in junior?
Well, that's a good question. I think it is. You know, it's still a long year, and you still have the grind. You still have some of the travel, but you can structure your week a little bit better, you know, as far as practice goes. So, you know, you can give some more days off and whatnot. But it's pretty intense when you start in September like the junior teams do, and we get done a little bit sooner than they do. So they have a more condensed schedule. They're trying to play more games in roughly the same amount of time, but they have to condense things. So they might have the three-game weekends, which I think are really tough, especially if you want to play at a high pace.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. We may play less games in college, but obviously the mental aspect of having to do the schoolwork, too, factors in, doesn't it?
Well, everything does, yeah, no question. I mean, the schoolwork, because in junior hockey, you get a lot of guys who were graduated from school, so they might be taking a community college class online or maybe taking one or two actually in the community where they play. But definitely, yeah, the practice times can be different. So, but yeah, you got a lot on your plate here between going to classes, having to do your homework, obviously the weightlifting, the off-ice stuff, and then practice. So it's a grind, and you're going 6 days a week. So Sunday's the one day you get to just try to relax. And that's why this time of year, as a coaching staff, we look to give our players a day off. You know, we try to change it up a little bit because we need the energy and the freshness to be able to play on the weekend.
Do you think recently our team has taken a step forward in the overall quality of play, Coach?
Good question. I think we're playing pretty well right now, you know, and one of the hardest parts is when you start to have all the injuries like we did, your team gets disjointed a little bit, and, you know, you're trying to find that chemistry and make that chemistry. So we've had to do a lot of shifting around to some different things, but I like the way we're playing as individuals, like, you know, for sure. Now we're going to have some guys probably come back in the lineup, so we got to be careful not to upset what we're doing right now because they're going pretty well. So, but I do like, I think our defense is starting to round in shape. I think Jamie's starting to get his game back in order a little bit. You know, our forwards are starting to score a little bit more. I think we're third in the country now, third or top five. Yeah. It's top six in offense and, you know, top five in defense. So a lot of things are starting to shape up. Our power play, I like how we, you know, we had a big weekend, so you can see how it shifts your numbers and puts you right back up on top. So I have to work on our penalty killing still a little bit, but I like a lot of things that are starting to come together, and you don't want to peak too early. So You know, you just want to be playing your best hockey at the right time. And I think if we can get those injury guys back and get them some games as we're going forward here, I think that's going to be a real key factor for us.
Next question, Coach. Coach Pearson, your playing days were at the time of the 1980 Winter Olympics. Did any Tech players receive consideration for the Olympic team? Of course, Bruce Horsch was the last one.
Oh, yeah, Bruce Horsch.